Wir holen auf ein Wochen mit Beis. Hier in Müller Schale bat Rechitze now. Heißt, die Mischne says, on Yom Kippur, Rechitze results, so you're not going to wash yourself on Yom Kippur. The Torah says, Rechitze v'sicha minolon. The Ikri Inui. How do we know that washing yourself and rubbing yourself, sicha, rubbing oil like on your body, that that's also? Because that's called an Inui. That's called, you're putting like, you're not supposed, the Torah says, to put paint to your body and not to put things that you enjoy. How do we know it's called an inui? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk of Daniel, Lechem chamudois lo yechalti. Daniel said, I did not eat good bread, uvaso v'yayin lo yivu alpi, and no wine and meat came into my mouth, v'soich lo yisochti, and I didn't rub myself at all. That's what Daniel said. We'll soon see why. Now, my lechem chamudois lo yechalti, what does it mean that Daniel did not even eat? Lechem, bread of chamudos. So Amar Rav Yehuda, bread of Shmuel Bar Shelis, that means afilu nahama dechiti dekaisa lo yochal. I did not even eat nahama bread, dechiti of wheat. Dekaisa means fine wheat. I didn't eat good bread. Rashi says dechito dekaisa, chitim nois onikios, nice and clean wheat. Kedematargumim as big day Esav hachamudais. The kaisa means nice begotten. So here he did not eat nice wheat bread. So from this pasuk it says he did not eat bread and he did not wine and basar, and also b'soich loisachti, he didn't rub himself. So you see, sicha is included in inui. Fatimardo minolon techash of kinui. How do you know these things that Daniel did is called something like he put pain to his body? How do you know it's called inui? So the Gemara answered, "Dechsiv," because the pasuk before says, "Vayomer elai al tira Daniel." That the Malach told Daniel, that the Malach Gavriel told Daniel, "Don't be afraid." Kimin hayom harishon ashenu asato es libcho lohovin ulihesano es lefnei lokecho. It's on the first day that you put to your heart to understand and to fast in front of Hashem. It says lesano. You see, it's called an inui. That all these things you did is considered an inui. It's considered like you put pain to your body. Is nishmu devarecha? It was heard what you wanted to say, Daniel. Your words were heard. Vani bosi bidvarecha. And I came, as the Malach Gavriel was able to come back because of your words. We'll soon see what that means. But I call upon him, you see the pasuk here that the Malach Gavriel was telling Daniel that these are the things that you will hisanois, like you had inui in front of Hashem. And the apostle before said, what did Daniel do? He didn't eat bread, and he didn't eat basar v'yayin, and v'soich l'sochti, he didn't rub himself. So we see here that the Gemara says, ashkechon sicha. Good. You have a raya that sicha, rubbing yourself, that's called an inui. And normally, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. Either it's an esmachta, like some Mishraim, or else it's a deraisam, and the Rabbonim come to explain what the Torah meant asa. But we have a raya from Sukkim that sicha, rubbing yourself, is included in inui. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara, though, rechitza minolon. But how do we know you can't wash yourself on Yom Kippur? Omer Rav Zutra, Rabbi Tuvia. Omer, the Pasuk says, Va'tovoi kamayim bekirboi. That water came inside him. V'chashemen v'atzmoisov. And like the oil went on my bones. So we're saying now that what? Just like shemen v'atzmoisov, Hashem means rubbing yourself. The same thing, that washing yourself. That washing yourself and rubbing yourself has the same halacha. So since we have a sukkah before, that sicha, rubbing yourself, is called an inui, huadin rechitza, washing yourself, is also called an inui. So tomorrow, no, v'yemem, no, v'yemem kishtia. Maybe the pasuk just means hishtia, drinking. It says here, maybe it means you drank the water. Maybe drinking the water is like rubbing yourself. So that avada is also on Yom Kippur. But how do you know rechitza, just washing your body, is also? As we aim a kishtiyah. So Gemara says, no, dum you the shemen. The pasuk says that the water came into your body just like shemen goes on your bones. Is ma shemen miyavroi, just like oil. You don't drink the oil. You're talking about rubbing it on your body. But just like the oil means on the outside of you, is af mayim miyavroi. When the pasuk says that the water comes inside you, it doesn't mean drinking the water. It means that the water comes on top of you, that rechitza. So rechitza and sicha are the same halachas. It's considered like one. So if we know that sicha is called an inui, huadin, rechitza is also called an inui. We learn from this pasuk just the opposite. Another Gemara takes this pasuk and learns a little bit different from this pasuk. V'atana ipcha kanos of law. The Tana uses this pasuk to learn out just the opposite. The Tanan we learned. Minayin l'sicha sheikishtiya. B'yom HaKippurim. How do we know that just like you know how to drink on Yom Kippur, hu adin sicha, rubbing yourself, rubbing your body with something, with some liquid, some oil, is considered like shtiya. Hey, how do we know that sicha is like shtiya? Afal pishin ray ledover, it's not a real posik. V'zecha ledover, but I have a ray a little bit from a posik. Shenema the posik says, v'atovoy kamayim bekirboy. So mashma v'dashin now, the posik means mom is drinking, that the water came inside you were drinking the water. And the rubbing of the shemen on your body. So mashma that sikh is kishtiya. So we see Bitaka said that the pasuk vatovei kamayim means mamish drinking. So we can't say before, we wanted to say the pasuk means that rechitza, washing is the same thing like rubbing. Another Tana learns from this pasuk, no, that rubbing has the same halacha like shtiya. So you see here vatovei kamayim. Bekirboy doesn't mean washing, but it means taka drinking. Rashi says, "Shikishtiya alma mayim dekro shtiyahu." That's what the pasuk says. Vatovei kamayim bekirboy means he drank the water. V'shemenu dialef mimayim. And we're learning out now. Rubbing is the same halacha like drinking. V'yat yalfis mayim eshemen. And the first time before, wants to learn out just the opposite. He wants to learn out that mayim means rechitza, and we're learning out rechitza from sicha. So where it says, "El omer Ravashi rechitza megufa dekro shmilecho." I have a raya that rechitza is called an inui from the pasuk of the Nil itself. That the pasuk before said, v'soichoi sochti, he did not rub himself. So from that pasuk we learned out that rubbing is called an inui. It's called if you do it, you're giving yourself pleasure, and that's something you should not do on Yom Kippur. Now from that pasuk gufa we see also rechitza is also called giving yourself pleasure. The pasuk says, v'soich loy sochti. The Nil said, I did not rub myself, but it's a double lashon. V'soich loy sochti. So what does it mean, a double lashon v'soich le'sochti? It means like two things. One thing is he did not rub himself, and secondly, he did also not wash himself. So you see, washing is also called an inui. The Rashi says, "Elam Rav Ashi rechitza megufa dekroa, the Daniel, the gavisicha nafkolam ribuye, the lishna v'soich le'sochti, umotz le'michtav le'sochti." It just should have said le'sochti. What does it say? Two lishonis of soich loy sachti, the soich loy sachti. What does it say? Two lishonis for to teach us. Even rechitza is also called an inui. So the kids from the pasuk of Daniel, we have a raya that rechitza and sicha are both called inuyim, are called pleasures. And if you don't do it, it's called giving yourself pain. And that's what the Torah meant, or else the Rabbanan meant to say you should not do this on Yom Kippur. Now we're going back to that pasuk by Daniel, that the Malach said, the Malach Gavriel told Daniel, you should know. I was able to come back because of your words. What does it mean that Gavriel told Daniel that I came back because of you? Like Rashi says, Sefer Dukro Daniel, Altira Daniel, Vani Bosi Bedvarechem, Nichnasti L'Teicha Parga Bishvilchem. Gavriel said I was able to come back in front of Hashem because of you. What does it mean? So Gemara says, Haynu D'Chsiv. That's what the Pasuk in Yechezkel says. There were 70 people, older people of Bnei Yisrael. He was in the middle of them. They were standing in front of them. And everybody had his miktartoi. They had like the k'toris with them, the pan with the censers. And the asar onan, and the smoke was coming up, the smoke of the k'toris was going up. And the pasuk says, "Vayishlach tavnis yod." Everybody took a tavnis of a hand, a form of a hand. V'yikocheni, they picked me up, it took me. V'tzitzis roishi, as Yecheskel was saying this, that like a hand came and picked me up by my head, by the hair of my head. V'atisa oisi ruach, and a big wind came, a ruach came and picked me up. Bein oros ben hashemayim, I was like flying in the air between the oros and the shemayim. V'atovei oisi Yerushalayim, and they brought me to Yerushalayim. Hey, they took Yecheskel from Bavel to Yerushalayim. V'maros Elokim, with the Maros Elokim, whatever that means. V'maros Elokim, El Pesach Shara Panimis. He was brought, mamish, to the Pesach Shara Panimis. that was facing towards the north side. Ashesham Moishav Semel Hakinah. That's where the semel of kinah, like the place that people have kinah, the malach of kinah, that's where he was standing. Then you know, the people have kinah, have jealousy one to the other. Ashesham Moishav Semel Hakinah Hamakne. And he came in with me to the chotzer of the Beis Hashem Panimis. And the opening of the Heichal Hashem. He saw that in this place between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there were 25 people standing there. He's mamish in the Heichal between the Ulam, right outside the Heichal. He's by the opening of the Heichal between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that there were 25 people standing there, and Achureyem al Heichal Hashem, their back were facing the Heichal. Upineyem Kedmah, Memela, their face was facing towards east, because the Mariv was where the Shechina was. So if their backs were towards Mariv, their face was towards the east. Feheimah Mishtachavim Kedmah, and they were bowing down to the east side, La Shomish. They were mamish bowing down to the sun. No, they were doing avoy the Zohar command. Mamish near the Heichel, in the Beis Hamikdash, these 25 people, like Rishoyim, they were bowing down towards the sun. So the Morim Mashma Shenema, since the Pasuk says, O Pneim Kedmo, that their face was facing towards the east side. So once I know they were facing towards the east side, Eini Yodeya Shachareyim Al Heichel Hashem, don't I know that their backs was towards the Mara, was towards the Heichel? Like if you're facing towards the east, so the male of your back is towards Mariv, where the Heichel was. Why does the Pasuk have to say like a double ocean? Their back was towards the Mariv, and their face was towards the east. What do you got to say both ways for? Elo ma Talmud loymo, achureyem al Heichel Hashem. What does the Pasuk mean that their backs was towards the back of the Heichel? Melameid shohoyu poirin atzmon. They mamish like were, or they uncovered themselves, they uncovered their backs. Voyu matrizin, and they mamish like making their kalpe mata. Mamish, they mamish were like letting the weight come out of the body, mamish in front of Hashem. That's what they were doing. Like mamish to oivir avoy the Zohar, as if to like go kineged Hashem. Is omeloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, le Michoel, to the Malach Michoel, Michoel, sircho umosecho. Yo umo is, yo am, Kla Yisrael, sircho, they're doing chatoim, they're bad to me. So, Vaisos, Michoel, he's the Malach, he's the Malach of the Kla Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to complain to Michoel, you should know, look what the Klal Yisrael is doing. The mam is standing there in the Heichal Hashem, near the Heichal Hashem, and the mam is doing such misa zachin, and the mishtach bin Lashemesh. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wanted to come and be chorov to the Beis HaMikdash. Omar Lefonov, so Michoel, the Malach Michoel said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Riboyne Shaloylam, Dayo La'toivim Shebehem. True, there's some Rishoyim here, people are doing bad. But at Kol Ponim, you have a lot of Tzadikim. So because of the Tzadikim of Klal Yisrael, let them stay alive. Don't destroy Klal Yisrael now. It's Kedai to have Klal Yisrael because of the Tovim Shebem, the Tzadikim. Is Omar Loi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Ani Seref Oysom U L'Tovim Shebem. They're doing such bad Chatoim that I'm going to burn them, Klal Yisrael, with the Tovim Shebem. Both of them, I'm going to destroy both of them now. They're doing such big chatoim. Mamish in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azara, they're mishtachvim lashemesh, and they're doing such misa zachin, they destroyed it, they deserve to be clear. Be wiped out. Is miyad right away. Vayyoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo'ish, Elo'ish, the post says Elo'ish, Vayyoyim Elo'ish, Levush Habadim. The Malach that was wearing the white clothing. So Rashi says, Levush Shabbat Mitap Rashi, Hu Gavriel B'Sefer Daniel. That's the Malach Gavriel. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to talk to Gavriel. He's the Malach of Eish, always, Gavriel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted now the Malach of Eish, Gavriel, he should go and burn up Klal Yisrael. Is Vayoymer Elish, Levush Shabbatim. Vayoymer, Boy El Benos Lagalgol. Go in between the wheel, the Galgol. El Tachat Lakruv. Till underneath the kruv, umale chofnecho gachalayesh, and fill up your hands full of coals, of hot coals. That's what you should do. Mi benes lakruvim, from in between the kruvim, viz uzroik eloir, and throw it on the city. throw it on the Yerushalayim, wipe out, kill out the whole Yerushalayim, burn off the whole Yerushalayim. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Malach Gavriel to do. Is Vayovoi Li'enoi Miyad. And he Vayovoi Li'enoi Miyad, it came in front of his eyes right away. So what does it say? What did Gavriel do? Vayishlach HaKruv Es Yodoi. So the Kruv now, because the Neil did not listen to Hashem really. It wasn't Gavriel himself that took the coals, but rather the Pasuk says, Vayishlach HaKruv Es Yodoi. The Kruvim, it itself, took out its hands like, and took a handful of coals. Mibenus LaKruvim. Elo Eish, Asher Benes Akruvim, Vayiso, Vayiten Al Chofne, Lubush Abadim. And now, it the Kruvim, it itself picked up these coals and put it into the hands of Gavriel. In other words, Gavriel himself did not take the hot coals, but rather the coals were cooled off a little bit, because it was touched by an in-between hand. As the Kruvim itself had like hands, and it stretched out the hands, and it took these coals and put the hot coals into the hands of Gavriel. But I call upon him, by doing this, the coals cooled off a little bit. Is vayikach v'yetze. So now, Gavriel took these coals and went outside, and he threw it on Yerushalayim. Is omer Rabbi Chono bar Bizno, omer Rabbi Shimon Chasida, il moloi lo netzanu no gecholim miyodesh akruv liyodesh Gavriel. You should know, if this didn't take place, if it wasn't for the fact that the coals cooled off a little bit, from the fact that it was taken from the hands of the Kruv and given over to the hands of Gavriel, he said not really that Gavriel himself came and took the coals, so now it cooled off a little bit. If it wouldn't have been for this cooling off, is like Nishtaru Misanayim Shah Yisrael Sarvapolid. There wouldn't have been any Yid left over. His all the Jews would have been wiped out. In other words, really the Eish, the coals, were supposed to be so hot that those hot coals that they would have been thrown on top of Yerushalayim by the Churban Abayis, everybody would have been wiped out. Now, because of the Kruvim, that it took the coals, and Gavriel wasn't makpid to take the coals in his own hands, he took the coals out of the hands of the Kruv, so the coals cooled off a little bit, and about it wasn't that hot, so when it went down, it only made the Churban Abayis, but it didn't kill out the whole Klal Yisrael. Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Fihineyo ish, lovo shabadim, that this person Gavriel, that was wearing the white clothing, asher hakeses b'mosnov, he had like the ink, in his hands, b'mosnov in his thighs, meshiv dover, he was bringing back the words, leimor, he was telling like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or sisi kashet sibisoni, you should know I did the way you told me. So after Gavriel went and took these coals and threw it down on Yerushalayim, he went back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should know, I did the way you told me. Is Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that B'yoseh Shoh, at that time, Hoitziu LeGavriel, they took, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Malachim there, took Gavriel, Me'achurei HaPargud, they took him out of the Pargud, out of the, like, behind the curtain, they took him out of the Machna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took him out of the curtain there, O'machiyuhu, and they gave him Pech, Shisin Pulsa Denura, 60 fires, lightning of fire. That's what hit him. He was hit with 60 lightnings of fire. She sent pulsi denura, like sparks of fire. That's how they gave him clip. Shashi pulsi denura, makola shalor. He got hits, whips of fire. That's what they gave the punishment back to Gavriel. Why did he get his punishment? Omrula, they told him, Eloi avdes loyavarata. If you didn't do anything, okay, you didn't do. Or be avarata, if you did do it, amar lo avarata, kif dechom. Why didn't you do it the way you were supposed to, the way I told you to? In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that he himself was supposed to take the coals himself and throw it on Yerushalayim, and he didn't do that. He let the Kruv give him the coals, and the course that it was cooled off a little bit, so he didn't do exactly what Hashem told him. So since Gavriel did not do exactly what Hashem told him, this is the punishment he got. V'yoyd, another time to have on you, the Yavarato, lest l'cho, even though you did it, whatever you did, don't you know, that the klal is, ain meshivin ala kukolo, you're not supposed to come back and tell something bad, you don't tell people about a klolo. Here also, you're not supposed to report back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you did it, since what you did is a klolo, you went like to make a churban, to burn, to throw fire down on your shalayim, so it's a klolo. So the klal is, you don't tell back reports, bad reports. So now the second time is something you did wrong. What did you have to report back to Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Rashi says, Kid Pukadecho, Sheteyato Noitel Gecholim. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Gavriel he himself should have taken the coals. Me Benus Lakruvim, in between the Kruvim. The Yato Mate Ala Kruv, Lesita Lecho, and you by Stoys, as you Gavriel told the Kruv to give it to you. So it was a time upon Gavriel. It wasn't that the Kruv itself gave it to Gavriel. Gavriel told the Kruv, you hand me over the coals. So it was a time of, why didn't you listen to Hashem? So that's why he got these 60 claps of fire. Fighter, Sigmar says now, what do they do? So they threw Gavriel out of the Pargud. He was taken away from out of the Mechitzas of Hashem. Is Asiuha Ledoiviel Shora de Pasoi Vyukme Bechikoi. They took now this Tsar, this Malach, Doiviel, which he's the head, the Tsar of Pasoim, that the Mazel of Pras is always the Doiv is a bear. So they took like this Malach of the bear, Vyukme Bechikoi, and they put him now in the place of Gavriel. Vishimesh Esrim Vyechajoin. For 21 days he was in charge. He was like now the Malach to give Peronius. Gavriel, he's the Malach Eish. There he got to give Peronius, that gives punishment. So now this Malach of Duviel, the Tsar, the head of Pras, took over. For 21 days he was in charge. Hainu Dechsiv, that's what the Pasuk says. V'sar Malchus Poras, Oymed Lenegdi, Esrim V'yechudjoim. Now for 21 days, the Tsar, the Malach of Pras, he was standing in front of me. V'hinei Michoel, Echod Hasar Morishoinim. Now Michoel, he's the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, from the Malachim that were there at the beginning, Bol Yazareni, he came to help me out. V'ani noisarti shom eitzo Malchi Pras. And I was standing near the Malchi Pras. Yeah. So Yovelei Esrim V'chad Malcho U'parvoso Dimashig. They gave over to him to rule over 21 Malachim, and that, like kingdoms. And this place also, Parvoso to Mashiach, another place. Rashi says, Nomul Shekirim Port. They came over this port. The Nomul, the port where the ships come in, they gave them this also. Is Omar, so what did the Tsar do now, the Duvio, when he was in charge, what did he do? He said, Ksivuli li Yisrael v'achargam. Like, I'm in charge now, so I want now even the Yidin should have to give me taxes. They should also have to pay taxes. They should have to pay to me the taxes. Is Kisvuloi, and Kisvulei, they wrote it down like that. That now Christ doesn't have to pay taxes to this Malach. Ksivuli Rabbonin Biachargo, he wasn't satisfied just with the Klal Yisrael, he wanted even the Talmid Chachomim, they should also have to pay taxes. That's what he wanted from them. Is Kosvuli V'idne Deboyu L'michtam, so he said write it down. Now at the time when they wanted to sign that degree, is Omad Gavriel Me'achuraya Pargud. Now Gavriel woke up from and back of the pocket, he was taken out. He wasn't in charge anymore. He was behind the curtain. But now he came up. V'yomer, he said like this in front of Hashem. Shov lochem mashkinekum. Like it's in vain. These people that get up early and meyachrei shevus, people go to sleep late. Oichle lechem huatzovim. They eat the bread that they don't work for. Kein yiten ledidoi shena. Also they give ledidoi, my close people, shena, asleep. What does that mean? Ma ken itul yedidoi shena. What does that mean? We should give to the beloved people like sleep. Is Omer Reb Yitzchok Elo Nishusayim Shal Talmid Chachamim. This is talking about the wives of Talmid Chachamim. She menada dois shina beilo mazir. That in this world they stay up late. They wait for the husbands to come home, and they don't go to sleep so early. So they don't sleep so much in this world. Is vezoichas leilam abo. And they'll be zoichas leilam abo to sleep good in leilam abo. Is so Mela Gavriel wanted like not to give taxes to the Talmid Chachamim. It's always a klal. Talmid Chachamim is always potter from paying taxes. And they didn't listen to him. This Duvio didn't listen to him. Is all malafon of Ribonish Lolam. So now Gavriel went to complain straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Rashi. Rashi says, Akag, Rashi says, Shov lechem, Kleima, Klum, Grenam Umas Liyas, Chacham, Nusum, Right, it's Omel Fonov, Gavriel. Omel Fonov now. So Gavriel now said, Ribonish Lolam, If all the Chachmim Maserlim, the Chachmas Naim, would be on one side of the scale, or Daniel Ish Chamudais, the Kavshniya, and the Tzaddik Daniel would be on the other side of the scale, Lenimsa Machrias Kulam, wouldn't he weigh out everybody? So in other words, like a Rio now is complaining to Hashem, have rachmonos on the Talmid Chachamim. Don't let this Tuvio write such a degree that even the Talmid Chachamim are going to have to give taxes. Is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now Kodesh Baruch Hu said, who is this person, this Malach Gavriel, Shemalamet Schus Abonaim, that has been Malamet teaching Schus, good for Klal Yisrael. Is Omulafon of Ribbon Shalom Gavriel. They told him, Mishnah, it's Gavriel. Is Omulahem Yovi. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay, bring Gavriel back in again. Shenema, this is the Pasuk now, Vani Bosi Bidvarechom. That the Malach Gavriel told Daniel, it's because of your words that I spoke about you, that I was a Malamed Schus on Klal Yisrael, that they put me back into position. So now Gavriel came back in. That's from the first post we started out, Vani Bosi B'Berechom. I came into position now, Gavriel came back in again, because of the words that he spoke about Daniel. Rashi says, Bosi B'Berechom, Al Shedibati B'cho. That I spoke about you, I was Malamed Schus, I spoke about you, good. So mainly because of that, I was Zerchot to come back. That's what the pasuk means. Vani bosi b'drecha. I came back because of you. Omalhu Lyle. So I told him, come in. Ayelua. He came in. Also, so when Gavriel came in front of the paragon, in front of Hashem, like in front of the mechitzis, is also Ashkechelo Daviel the Nokud Levi Igre Tobiyodi. He saw now that the Malach Daniel the Daviel was holding that letter in his hand. In other words, the letter that he saw, that he had signed already, or wanted to have signed, that even the Talmid Chachamim had to give taxes, is Boyo Lemirma Minei. So, Gavriel wanted to grab it away from Daviel, like rip it up. Is Bola. So, Daviel swallowed it up. He swallowed up the degree. So, exactly what this means, we don't know. Malachim, what they swallowed up, but no. Ik of the army, some say, Michtev Evik Siva. Daviel Taka has a degree written up. It was written up, Iksav, that the Talmid Chachamim are going to have to give taxes. But it wasn't signed yet. And the army, some say no. That degree was already signed also. But when the veil swallowed up the ksav, he erased the chsima. Again, whatever that means. Mashma, when you have the chsima, you can't go connected. You have to erase the chsima. So the kids, when he swallowed it up, that's when the chsima was erased. Is haino de machusa de pras, Iko di yoyev kargo, vikad lo yoyev kargo. It's because it was erased when he swallowed it up. That's why in Malchei Pras now, some people do have to give taxes and some don't have to. In other words, the degree was not given out completely because it was swallowed up and erased a little bit. I went out and now he went up to the Sar of Yoven of Greek. So Maraboy oy oy, volekad yashkach bey. He like screamed, oy vey. And nobody listened to him. In other words, to say that when it comes to the Romans, they're going to rule over Klal Yisrael, then it's going to be gefelich. When the Pasoim ruled over Klal Yisrael, it wasn't so gefelich, like we said. Gavriel was matzel them a little bit. But when it came to the time when the Greeks took over, that was gefelich. Then, boy, oy, oy, for lack of the Ashkech vein. Even though he was crying, help, help, but nobody listened. Keneged the Romans, we weren't saved. Right. Vi boy yisema. So the Vaya, we have a Raya, the Shalom was, how do we know Rechitza is called an Inui? So we came out from the Pasuk of Daniel that it says, V'soich le'sachti, a double Oshin, he meant to say, not only didn't he rub himself, but he didn't wash himself. So that's how we know washing yourself is also called an Inui, that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, V'boi Yisema, I have another pshat now. V'boi Yisema Rechitza Dikri Inui, Minolon. How do I know that, like, not washing yourself is called giving yourself pain? Mehachon, from another pasuk, the Yisiv, Uliav Yosar Hakoyin, Omer Hamelech, Onosois Leich El Sodecha, like go to your fields, Ki Yishmo Besatom, you are a dead person, Obavayoyim Azel Loyim Yisecho, but right now I don't want to kill you, Ki Nosos Tes Aroin Hashem Lufnei Dobrovi, because that's what Shlomo Melech was telling him, that since when my father David was alive, you helped him carry the Yoron Hashem, V'chisei Aniso, and you also had pain and all the pains my father had. So now you see what David HaMelech did is called Inui. Now, Chsiv Beiv David, what does the potter say about David? What type of an Inui did David do? Ki Yomru on, the people said, Ro'ev Oyev, I'm very hungry. Voyev, I'm very weak. I'm very tired. V'tzomei, and I'm very thirsty. Bamidbar, in the midbar. Now, Rob, hungry means milechem. He did not eat bread. That's called one inui. Not eating bread, that's called inui. Vitzoma, he was thirsty. Mimayim, mashmi did not drink. That's another inui. Oyef, what does it with? What does it mean? Oyef, he's like weak. He's like tired. Mimai, lav rechitza. Oyef means like you're oiskamatit. From what? Because he didn't wash himself. He didn't take a shower. So the Gemara name, Vidilma minilas asandal. Maybe it means oyef, he was weak like, because he wasn't wearing shoes. That's why. But maybe rechitza is not mashma. So you don't have a clear raya that not washing yourself is called an inui. Elom Rav Yitzchak Mihocha, from another pasuk. The pasuk says, Mayim Karim al Nefesh HaYefa. That cold water comes down on a Nefesh HaYefa. So you see, Nefesh HaYefa goes on without water. Like, cold water should come down upon a Nefesh HaYefa. So you see, without having Rechitza, it makes you HaYefa. So when David HaMelech said that like, he had HaYefa there, he was Oyef, it means Pasha for not washing himself. Tired, wink. Shashi, mayim korim al nefesh ha-yefam, alma mechitza mikri yoyif. You become weak, tired from not washing yourself. V'loim minilas asandol. The korim le-inui, dechsir b'chol asher hesano, ovi. So that's the raya that not washing yourself is called an inui. For the more again, though, maybe here v'dilma mishtiyah. Maybe it means from drinking. It's al nefesh ha-yefam.